thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. So my name is Calvin. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to sign up for unemployment.
Okay, so you're trying to open a claim?
Sir?
Okay, so you're calling to open a claim?
Yes, sir. I got fired yesterday.
Okay. And what is your social security number?
42015-5372.
Okay, thank you very much. One moment. Okay, and can you verify that first and last name for me?
First name is McQuinta, last name Bo.
Okay, and Mrs. Bo, can you verify your date of birth?
11-7-1973.
Okay, and your driver's license number?
My driver's license number is... All right, it is 651-9257.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Your phone was breaking up.
651-9457.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
Okay. Thank you very much. And can you verify your last employer for me?
Made it.
Okay. Thank you very much. One moment, okay. Okay. Now, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Okay. And you do understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, sir.
And you do also understand that fraud is a federal offense, which is punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the last, I'm sorry, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I haven't filed. This is my first time filing since in years I've been working for.
Okay.
Me talking to you today is my first time. I just got fired yesterday in my job. they told me just to call and get my unemployment.
Okay. No problem. Well, I have the spelling of your first name. It's M-A-Q-U-E-N-T-A.
Yeah, M-A-Q, Q as in Queen.
Okay. And your last name, Bo, B-O-W-E?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay, have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay, have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, and I do have your phone number at 334-659-8070.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Renee. Ooh, nice car.
Okay, I'm still here with you, man. Okay. Okay, I'm still here with you. I'm just filling in some information.
Oh, I do.
Okay. And Mrs. Bo, what is your race?
Sir?
I'm sorry, what is your race?
African American.
Okay. And are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
11th, and I didn't go back.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. And I do have your address is 1170, and that's Estes Road, Wetumpka, Alabama, zip code 36092.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what was your job description, Mrs. Ball?
I lived in quality control.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Matt, it's a warehouse.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Sir?
Are you seeking work in that job field?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry, do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Well, she said I can reapply in 6 months, and I'm going to reapply in 6 months.
Okay, and are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
All shifts, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, you said yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$12. I don't want to go under $12, sir. I was making decent money.
Okay. No problem. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Say that again, sir.
Ma'am.
Say that one more time.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Hey, do you own a business?
No, sir.
Or do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. And I do have to advise the call probably disconnect But when it does disconnect, I will call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and when I do call you back, I will have to verify your identity for the safety of your information. So those questions I asked you at the beginning, like what's your social and date of birth, I had asked you those questions again.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October 1st? No?
No, sir.
Okay, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit into my checking account.
Okay. Do you have that routing and account number available?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm ready for whatever you are.
All right. The account number is 0340337995.
Okay. I have 0340337995.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that routing number.
All righty. 0620001 9.
Okay. I have 0620001 9.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Would you by any chance have Maddie's phone number?
Yes, sir. 334, starting with area code, 541-5000.
543-5000?
No, 541.
Okay.
5000.
Okay, I have 334-541-5000.
Yes, sir.
And is that located in Wisconsin?
Eclectic.
Okay.
ECT. Well, I forgot how to spell it, sir. Eclectic number.
Right, no problem. I got it.
Okay.
Yes, man, no problem. Okay. And when did you start at Medic?
I started, I started with a temp service first.
Okay.
And then I actually got hired on in April of 2019.
Okay.
No, 2020.
Okay, and you said April, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said your last day was yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you said that you were no longer working. What's the reason?
Well, I got into a confrontation, me and my little niece. It wasn't even that serious. She came back and told a fib on me. And so they just got rid of me, sir.
Okay. So, did they tell you specifically why they were firing you? Like, was it for violation of company policy?
I don't know what the real reason,
like,
what they put on my paperwork, sir.
Okay, but what did they tell you when they fired you?
She just told me they fired me, like, for language and stuff.
Okay. Yes, so there'll be violation of company policy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the name and title of the person who fired you?
Her name is Brooke Body.
Okay, and her title?
Human Resource Manager.
Okay. Okay. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
I walked away. I mean, seriously, I'm the one who walked away. But by her going to report it, well, she by whoever went and reported the supervisor, which is her team.
Okay.
She's my brother to me.
Okay. Did you commit the act that your employer alleged?
Sir, this is not the truth. I've been telling these people about this forever. I've been telling supervisors and all about the situation forever. This little girl been doing this to me ever since she was a little girl. And the supervisors were very aware of the situation.
Okay. Did you have any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, sir.
Okay.
I've never been into anything. I've never been involved in anything like this.
Okay, I understand. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day work, which is vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, sir. I got vacation and stuff in, but Human Resource informed me yesterday if you get terminated, you cannot get it. So I do not apply, sir. It will not.
I mean, do you know how many hours you had for vacation pay?
I had 48. Like 60 hours.
Okay. Was it at what pay rate was it at?
I think it was like at 16.
Okay. It's Monday through Friday, 40 hours per week on your normal work week.
Monday through Friday, it was like 56 hours total every week.
Okay. Okay, and so no sick pay or no holiday pay?
No, sir. I didn't receive any sick pay or any holiday pay. But I have it, like, I have insurance to receive it, but I never received it. Like, it's on my insurance plan, but I never received it. I was just hospitalized when I went back to work. I was back. I think it was my second day back when this occurred.
Okay. So, did you have any sick pay allotted that you earned?
Sir?
So, do you have any sick pay available for you to use?
Yes, sir, I did. But it's kind of complicated with Medex. But I did have sick pay to use, but I had just got out the hospital and I did not use my sick pay.
Okay. So how many hours did you have of sick pay remaining?
I don't know, sir.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We do match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You do certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So I will have to ask you a series of questions, and I will go over the multiple choice. If it doesn't apply to you, then tell me it doesn't apply to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'3".
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Was it College of Notre Dame of Maryland, Montclair State University, Sierra Nevada University, State University of New York College at one answer or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Clarkston have you ever lived at or been associated with? Is it 1042 Noble Vines Drive, 3702 Waterford Place, 6534 Old Hampton Drive, 8
Noble Vines?
Okay.
Noble Vines.
Okay. Now, you do hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree or do you disagree? Okay, can you hear me?
I can't hear you, sir. I can't hear you, sir.